All right, what's happening in your Hancock Parks for December? Can you believe your country now? 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard. Gradual clearing, 41 today. We start out with a few clouds, though. WTO 11 now. Weather is on the way. Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock Parks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I've noticed the turkey vultures.
Yes.
They were around, I thought, kind of late this year. When do they go back?
Sometimes we do see them in December. So you probably haven't seen as many, but I know the other day, I think last week, I did see them when I was driving from Oakwoods to the office. They're kind of almost by Riverside. There were like four or five of them doing their thing in the air and stuff. So there's some still around, but they'll definitely,
Get out of here, early November or December here.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Shouldn't see them.
But then when you're out, you know, and you see a larger bird in the sky, because you're like, is that a turkey vulture? Then it's probably going to be a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Because they stay around. So they, you know, eat fish. But if the water's frozen, they'll eat roadkill and carrion.
Eagles, we need them to eat squirrels in our neighborhood.
That's what the hawks and things would be for.
Hawks and squirrels love
squirrels. Would love to eat squirrels and things.
We need them in our neighborhood. I think they've taken care of a lot of the rabbits, but still a lot of squirrels. Anyway. All right. Here we go into December. Can you make it through December? That's an old song. So. Merle Haggard.
I know that song. And you know what? We share the same birthday. I'm a birthday buddy with
Merle Haggard. Haggard? Really? Yes, wow. Things you learn here on the radio.
Right? Well, hopefully, weather is getting colder. So I got to talk snow, right? I mean, it's December. We're getting cooler weather. If it's going to be cold, why not have some snow on the ground?
But we never get it, so, you know.
Maybe this will be the year.
This will be the year.
So just putting out there, of course, everybody knows, or maybe you don't, we've got cross-country skiing and snowshoes out at Riverbend Recreation or the area there at Shelter 3. It's our Rec and Run Winter Sports Center. But we need some snow to be open. So we start, our official start date, it's Saturday the 21st, and we run on weekends, December, January, and February. 11 to 5. More information is on our website, hancockparks.com. But we need a good base.
You know what, Michelle? Maybe you should just get a snow machine and pump some snow out on the trails out
but
there.
But we'd
in
have
the
to
woods.
Cover like all of Riverbend. So if somebody wants to donate or start a GoFundMe page now. So we need, you know, how much snow? I mean, it's out at Riverbend. So, I mean, a good, for that first snow, probably a good 6 inches to get started. And then if it's cold and it can maintain, you know, we test it. We want to have enough snow so when people do get out there, it's a good experience. We don't want the seeds on the grass or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So a dusting doesn't count, even a couple inches. So we need some major snow.
All right.
So a couple weeks or at some point this winter, it'd be great to have snow. And it's good for nature. It's good to have cold and snow. We don't need 60 degrees in the wintertime.
No.
Okay, Mariana, snow is over.
So okay.
We can do snow dances later. That should be a program, right?
Snow dances?
Yes. So. Well, we do have lots of activities going on, and actually all of our full winter calendar is on the website, so December, January, and February. But we have on Saturday, December 7th, we have a family winter bird hike happening out at Oakwoods Nature Reserve, meeting at 10 o'clock there outside the Discovery Center. And so going to talk about, like you said, turkey vultures and other birds are flying south for the winter, but there are some that stay year-round. It's that food source that they're finding here. So talking about, you know, what kind of binoculars to use, what birds are you going to see that are still in the area, and then going for a hike afterwards. So this is going to be for family with kids ages 6 and up. It's free. There's no registration necessary. So again, our family winter bird hike, Saturday, December 7th at 10 o'clock.
What about bats, Michelle? Do they stick around here? You got your bat house out there.
No. So they will, no. Some of them do, they will hibernate. Or some of them do migrate a little bit. So they, of course, are eating mosquitoes. That's why bats are good to have around. And no mosquitoes in the wintertime. So, again, it's not because of the cold why things hibernate or migrate. It's the food source. So things that are eating insects, flowers, need that open water, that's why they need to leave. So, no, bats are going to be taking a snooze for the winter.
Taking a snooze. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Good. No bats around in the wintertime.
What else do you have?
For our little ones, we've got our wee ones on Monday, December 16th. And, of course, these take place at Oakwoods Nature Preserve inside the Discovery Center. And our Wee Ones is geared for kids ages 3 and under with an adult, but other age siblings are welcome to attend. And December's topic is going to be awesome possums. And so, again, 10 o'clock, we've got a story. We have a possum mount. We have fur. We've got the skull. So learning all things about possums. And those are, I guess, talking about winter, those still are active in the wintertime. So they're not really equipped for it because they don't have a lot of fur on their ears and their tail, and they actually will get frostbite on those parts. But they're still around because they're still roadkill and things like that. That's what they're eating.
Not necessarily a smart animal, right? The possum.
They're great to have around because they eat ticks. So and there is still a tick activity in the wintertime. It slows down, but don't have that false hope of they're not here. Again, less bugs for sure, but ticks and insects, but ticks can still be active even when it's above freezing. So again, 10 o'clock at the Discovery Center for our Wee Ones Awesome Possums.
Okay. Check it all out over at HancockParks.com. Michelle Rumschlag, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
And you'll be back in December, maybe.
Yes, or early next year. We'll be
early next year.
Yes, hopefully something. We'll talk about all the great snow we've gotten.
Very good. Thanks for coming in. Keith Urban is on the way. Also, birthdays, anniversaries, if you have any. Get those in. Birthdays at WKXA.com. The science guy, Michelle, is 69 today.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.